Eddie, describe your emotions after a first win in a very long time.
Yeah, cheers for that. Relief, always relief. When you don't win games and that's what you want to do, pressure builds and tension builds, not you know, necessarily for any individual, but just for everyone connected with the club. And I think it's not nice when you experience those things. We've been there before many, many times, and when you're going to be in football management or football for a long time, there will be countless spells where you don't win games. And that's where you really need to show your character and your ability to handle those situations, as I say, not just for me, but for the players as well. And I think, I think we've done that pretty well. Today we had to dig really, really deep again, as we did against West Ham. And they're great signs for the future for us. If in those moments we can keep our head and keep doing what we do, then the future looks bright.
A lot of chances today. You worried that winner wasn't going to come?
Well, I think when you count the chances we've had in the two games, the two home games, it's probably more than we've created at home near enough all season. But that's a huge positive for us, the fact that we're back to our best in terms of our rhythm and our flow and our energy and our intensity. Because there's no doubt in the technical ability of the players. I really do believe we've got some good players and players that can really make a difference at this level. And yes, we needed to be more clinical again. That game today, I think, should have been over before we won it. But I suppose the supporters will take the drama. It's not good for your health, but we'll take it today.
Could you feel the tension? I mean, we could feel it on the commentary, but obviously when you're focused on the game, can you hear the fans? Can you feel all that? I know there were some boos when Lewis Cook went off. Are you aware of all that?
Well, I think, yeah, unless you're not able to hear properly, yeah, I was aware of that. That, listen, I'm here to make decisions. I don't mind if I'm popular or not. I'm trying to win and making the best decision, what I think is for that moment for the team. I've got no problem with that. I'm just really, really pleased that the players dug deep enough to go again, because it'd be very easy after the West Ham game, and when it goes 1-1 and we make a mistake, it seems like we have to work doubly hard for anything we get, and we seem to gift teams moments presently. To lose your momentum in the game, but we didn't. We actually went stronger again, and that's full credit to the players on the pitch.
You can't swear on radio, but what are you thinking when that equaliser went in, and in the manner as well?
Well, it's just one of those things. You know, I could easily stand and shout and scream at the players after, or blame the individual. It's never been how we work. You know, we ask the players to play a certain way, which we feel benefits the team. To do that, players will make mistakes doing what we consider the right thing. Obviously, we don't want to give teams goals, it's never the intention, but I think you have to support the players in those moments and not go against them, because next time, what will they do when they get the ball in that situation again? They make a different decision and then the team loses its cohesion. So very much supportive for those players in those moments, and knowing they've got the quality to bounce back.
And they've not lost under Sam Allardyce. Perhaps not many teams will beat them given the way they play. You've managed to take 3 points away from them today.
Yeah, I think they're a tough nut to crack, and that was proved in the game. They're resolute, they get bodies behind the ball, they play quite a direct style of football. They're difficult teams to beat. Whenever we come up against Sam's teams, historically, always tough to win. So we'll take that victory, and hopefully it changes the momentum of our season.
You spoke to me pre-match about Manchester United last season. That game as a turning point and ended a long run without a win. You spoke to me about West Ham this season and how you felt that could be a pivotal moment, galvanise the team. It looks like it's done it.
Well, hope so, yeah. I mean, too early to say at this moment because we're still in the middle of it, but I think the West Ham game gave us a load of confidence even though we didn't win the game. We've backed that up today, so 4 points from two home games when our home form has been inconsistent is a good return. But now we've got to go to Brighton in a very short space of time to prepare and put on another good performance.
Talk to me, Eddie, about your left side today. Two goals for Ryan Fraser, Adam Smith's performance as well. And you had Charlie Daniels back on the bench. Was he fit enough to start?
Difficult, because Charlie's had an injury that's been quite difficult to diagnose, and to get to the bottom of it and to push him too early, I think, would have been unwise. And especially with the fact that we got two games in 3 days. So I was very mindful of my substitutes today. To try and ease the burden on individuals, knowing that we had a game in 2 days, but the game was almost so delicately poised that we didn't want to make it a change that would ruin our rhythm. So we had quite a lot to work out on the side of the pitch, but very pleased with the left side. Adam Smith, Ryan Fraser's contributions were huge to the game. I thought they were in tandem, they worked really well, and they have done in the two games, so full credit to them for that. And it's nothing new for Adam. Adam's played left back many times, so I had no doubt he'd do well there.
You lost Joshua King in the first half. What's the latest on him, and you're hopeful of anyone else back for Brighton?
It doesn't look good for Josh. Looks like he's pulled his hamstring. The last time he did it, he felt it was more of a discomfort feeling. Today he said he felt like a pull, so we'll wait and see on that. Andrew Sermon doesn't look like he's too far away. Junior, I think, will be a little bit longer. And I'm struggling to think of anyone else. I think they're long term.
And just to get you to look ahead to that Brighton game, Eddie, again, pre-match you said you wanted back-to-back wins, you felt it was achievable, there's one out of the way. How much confidence, and we should mention the league table as well now, one win, I know only presently, but it moves you up to 13th all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's the league, and that's why I say if you can get a good run of form, suddenly the whole season can look different and everyone's perception of it is different. Yeah, we need to try and back this result up desperately. A run of wins is what everyone's craving.